Just a bit of clarification on a couple of things. Ken Hall is now in his first day as a CDC federal employee, and that's why I'm filling in for him. He is going through orientation as we speak. So you guys have the burden of playing with the backup third string quarterback, I believe. As, but a little bit of my background, I have worked with the National Center for Public Health Informatics for the last 5, 6, 7 years, and I'm also a graduate of the CDC Public Health Informatics Fellowship Program. I've worked on a number of disease surveillance and public health informatics initiatives over the last several years, and in the last about year and a half, working with Ken and Tom Savelle on the public health grid activities as a project manager and public health subject matter lead. So what we're going to talk about today really is, from a non-technical point of view, what the grid initiative is about. It's sort of not even a 101, it's a 100 level presentation. I'm going to talk about sort of our approach, why we took this approach. Tom will fill in some of the current activities to date. And then, most importantly, there are numerous sessions across this conference that I think those of you that are interested in this topic will learn a lot in a lot greater detail what the grid is about from a technical and distributed computing perspective. So today we're going to talk about the public health challenges that grid is attempting to address, and the value of grid. What we're talking about, as I mentioned, the grid presentations here at Finn, and some looking ahead for what we plan on doing in the future. Obviously, the public health landscape is changing right now, given the need to respond to the H1N1 threat and upcoming flu season. So a lot of our work is being directed towards assisting in that effort. And I think one of the things that we can describe is how that effort and that response is an outgrowth of a year or 2 years worth of work going into this season. So as you all know, whether you're at the federal level or state and local health departments or in academia or as a vendor, public health data realistically is distributed naturally. Whether you're working with clinical partners or state and local health departments or across programs, the volume of data and type of data that are needed to make public health decisions and to take public health action are distributed across a number of systems in a number of ways. So the grid is really about an information management infrastructure that matches, at least in part, to that wide distribution. Currently, there's the classical, it's not the technology, it's the social and political problems with sharing data. So in the current public health infrastructure, there's a lot of data sharing, legal agreements, a lot of data sharing, political hurdles that need to be overcome. And to manage public health data, it really requires a technical infrastructure that is both flexible and scalable. I think Dr. Frieden mentioned earlier today that the most important aspect to a public health situation, a public health organization, but also an information system, is the ability to adapt. The grid is about that, is about creating that ecosystem that is adaptable to public health situations. I've stolen this phrase, the public health data vacuum, from David Ross in the past. In previous generations of public health informatics approaches, ultimately public health information management was one big giant data sucking vacuum in the universe. And basically, all the data was going from left to right, or on this slide, from the medical facilities, labs, and other data providers through your state health departments up to CDC in one direction. In time, very, very, very little of that information was then disseminated out to the real world. This has led to a lot of silos, led to a lot of the political and technical control issues and data use and appropriate use of data. issues. And it's been just a way that we can get information systems up and running, but it doesn't mean we're adding any value to the public health landscape. This has led, of course, to low adoption rates. The future of the public health goal is really create an equal partnership in the information sharing, where it's not about the direction of the data flow, but allowing access to public health information at the right time in the right manner for decision makers to use the information for their public health practice. What you see here on this slide is, you know, an equal partnership, or is the intention here is an equal partnership with the background of a grid. Really, the grid represents just a conceptual and very limited technical a relationship between these organizations so that they can exchange and analyze data in a secure and trustworthy manner. So the question, after lots of preamble, is what is a grid? Basically, a grid is a distributed computing infrastructure, and what that means is basically the concept of using the internet and internet technologies as an operating system within whatever domain you're looking at. That in this particular world, we're talking about public health information, surveillance information, knowledge about public health situations, and services that can help support public health action. What GRID offers is a way to pool federated resources, be them federated resource being data, computational power, or knowledge, so that people can actually access information and take action upon them, leading to better public health outcomes. It is fiercely collaborative. GRID is one of those situations that it ultimately depends on the partners and not one central organization. So GRID ultimately, within public health, represents a different way of thinking and a different way of solving public health information management problems. There are different types of grids, and we can categorize them into computational and collaboration and access grids and data grids, but the reality is that there's hybrids of all of these things. So it's really about pooling of resources and creating trust relationships. Perhaps the most famous grid initiative right now, or most infamous as well, is the SETI at Home project, which is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, Search for Life, where in the outer regions of outer space, where those that want to participate in SETI at Home offer their computer, their computational power to help search for signals and patterns within the universe. There's also a computational grid within public health, the Fight AIDS at Home, where participants donate their computing power to help understand the different parts of the genomics of the HIV virus. There's a collaboration and access grid is a type of grid that was used in Southeast Asia and was used quite a bit during the SARS epidemic of 03 and 04, where within the Southeast region, Hong Kong, Thailand, and a few other places, the participants weren't really using the computational power, but were really using the social aspects of GRID, the instant messaging, voice over communication, those types of issues. And then finally, data grids, the most famous which of here in the U.S. is the CA Biomedical Informatics Grid, which is out of NIH, which is a way for national cancer labs, there are about 35 or so across the country, that can share information in a reliable and timely manner while managing their own information within their own facilities. There are also grid initiatives out of Europe, the Health Grid and the Health eChild programs, which are major investments by the European Union into using distributed computing to solve health and population health issues. Europe, just to be open and honest, is much farther ahead in the investment than the U.S. is, having invested billions of euros into this type of computing infrastructure and applying it to different health problems. So why is it called GRID? Basically, from a comparison perspective, the GRID is about plugging into existing infrastructure. So within your community right now, your local grid, local electrical grid plugs into regional, national grids to help share. We're going through here. That's all right. We're going to get through this real quick. So when you plug yourself into an outlet, you're drawing on the resources from locally, but also across the nation. Similarly, a public health grid can work in the same fashion, where with the right permissions and the right infrastructure, and hopefully it's a very lightweight infrastructure, you can create a way where you can offer your computing resources and manage access to those resources so that others can use them and you can draw the resources of others. So when we talk about resources right now, for the most part, we're talking about data. But in the future, we could be talking about computational resources, or we can also be talking about using different analytical services that can be drawn from a place like Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab could create a unique analytic engine that you could bring to your data without having to install various, huge amounts of software. So Wayne and others will talk about those ideas as we move forward through the conference. But the whole idea is really about trust and permissions. I think the most important thing about it is that the control of the data remains in the hands of those that are participating, the control of the data and the services. So basically, to overcome some of the barriers around sharing data and trust relationships and access to data, appropriate use of data, is that a local health organization has the ability to secure down to the field level the type of information that can be shared to different types of partners. This is all done through relatively complex security model, but that security model has proven to be effective in the CA Big arena and is something that we feel we can adopt and translate across into the public health arena. We'll talk. There are many presentations this afternoon that will be talking about that particular issue. But the most important thing is that public health agencies have control over the data. Public health grid is built on a service-oriented architecture, and without getting into the concepts of and value chain of SOA, the most important thing here is that we're building on existing systems in the public health grid or existing platforms. Specifically, we have been using in our public health grid activities the Globus Toolkit, which is an open source middleware platform that has been in existence for well over 10 years and has contributing community members from across the world. Within the U.S., major contributors include Argonne National Lab, include the CA Big participants, Ohio State University, also now our public health grid partners, including Johns Hopkins and University of Pittsburgh, and several other programs. So Dave Ross and Dr. Frieden had an appropriate a question. Why grid in public health? Well, the whole point about grid and public health, one use case, is biosurveillance. Biosurveillance information is very costly and relatively difficult to harmonize and transport and manage in a large scale fashion. So the idea, instead of bringing data to the CDC, we decided to flip it and say data can be managed out in the state and local arenas, and then we can tie existing data stores together through the grid and through different models. So the grid is about fostering data sharing within a state, between states, and between states and CDC, with the data stewardship remaining with the local health, state or local health agency. We have built a couple of simple testing prototypes that allow us, it's not very exciting to show XML going across a wire, so we created a couple of small prototypes that show how data sharing can be used. So in this example on the left, you see state health departments sharing their biosurveillance information across the nation. In this lower right corner, you'll see information about local state-based biosurveillance systems in Georgia and Alabama. So the idea here is that The data can be housed within the state health departments and then just accessed through a query. Another example is how poison control data can be used. Long story short, essentially poison center data can be used as an advanced warning signal, or there's a thought that poison center data can be used as an advanced warning signal for early detection. In the past, poison center data, shipping it across the wire has been sort of a data management challenge. What we've done in the last year is work with the Poison Center folks so that they create a simple web service and we simply access from the CDC the query from that organization. What that has done is overcome a 4-year investment of not being able to grab data from the Poison Center folks, but in 3 or 4 short months, we were able to expose the information and then grab that and incorporate that into the biosurveillance portfolio here at CDC. So at 1:30, Dr. Al Bronstein will be talking about this particular project called Quicksilver, and we have a prototype that we've incorporated to talk about this very issue. I think the big thing, as I'm running out of time here, is that public health grid is not a concept, it's not an idea, it's real. We have software that is available. It is part of the open source community. We work with partners at Johns Hopkins and the University of Pittsburgh, University of Utah, Denver Health Department, Tarrant County Health Department. We have incorporated these services into live nodes and live services in these arena. And now it's really about turning on the power of the grid to help in solving the public health problem. We have a lot of different collaboration styles, using a blog, using a wiki, using a grid service registry, and using open source tools. One thing that you'll need to bear with us is that grid is a hot topic here. These are all the presentations that just had grid in it here at the conference. That doesn't count EA and SOA and all those other acronyms that have to do with web services. So not only are there presentations in blue, there are demonstrations in pink, and I think as important as anything, the posters go into much greater detail on some of the technical intricacies. The future, we're talking about H1N1 support, healthcare reform. Dr. Frieden talked about EHR interfaces to public health. One of the things we're working on is summary data exchange. That emanated from the concept of grid, international collaboration, and really talking about a better communication style. One of the things is, I am intimately aware of the last year of working on the grid project, is our team, we were pretty decent, and more importantly, we have much smarter partners like Hopkins and Pittsburgh and Utah and other University of Washington. But our communication needs to be worked on. We need to help people understand what we have and what is available to them to be used. And for more information, please visit the wiki or the blog or the email. And I think I'm out of time, so I will take questions at the end.
Thank you very much, Mr. Steele.